Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it looks like it's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 29th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's winter again. The front shifted from the north, and man, doors froze shut. It's winter. For all intents and purposes, boo. Anyway, let's see what's on the itinerary. Hawaii police order medical marijuana users to voluntarily surrender guns and ammo. Boy, we told you this one was coming, didn't we? And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, again, we told you this was coming. Hawaii police order medical marijuana users to voluntarily surrender guns and ammo. And I don't know how it is in Colorado and Washington, but they stopped, like, for the recreational marijuana. They were taking copies of people's licenses and stuff. And they, you know, this was... This scene coming down the road, this is all a part of the confiscation of your property, Jeff Sessions' little program, and, you know, this war on drugs. Man, it's a war on competition and a war on the people's property. But, like I said, we've seen this coming, and, man, I don't know what people are going to have to make some decisions, I suppose. This is from The Blaze. It was sent in by Galen for the discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Hawaiian police sent medical marijuana users a letter ordering them to, quote, voluntarily surrender their firearms and ammunition. According to federal law, patients who use medical marijuana are not allowed to own a gun. Federal law applies even in states that allow the medical or recreational use of the drug. So we got that recreational in here. Here it comes, people. Just like I told you, this is about gun confiscation. But you know what? Shit, let's get it done. Let's get her done. The letter signed by Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard says those notified have 30 days from receipt to transfer ownership or turn in weapons and ammunition to the police, Leafly reported. What does the federal law say? In 2011, the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco Firearms and Explosives issued an open letter to federal firearms licensees stating that there are no exceptions to gun laws, whether a particular state passes cannabis legalization laws or not, according to the ATF letter. Well, you know what? No, they can't. You got the right to shoot them. They come to get your goddamn gun because you smoke pot. You got the right to shoot them. I'll tell you what. My great-grandfather's time, and my grandfather's time, because when my grandfather was young, it was still so. You know, a fella could go down and he could buy him a bottle of laudanum. That's pure opium, man. That's opium oil. Stick your finger in it and lick it off. It's like, eating a Demerol. And he could carry that inside his coat pocket, like his inside vest pocket, right along with his Derringer. This is all horseshit. This is like communist bullshit. And anybody who understands the second article understands that, you can write down on a piece of goddamn paper whatever you want. That does not make it law. And it is absolutely forbidden by the ninth article. So I hope the people in Hawaii are getting ready to, blow these son of a bitches right out in the street when they come to take their guns. And take a big puff of that joint before you do. You'll enjoy it more. Open letter. Any person who uses or is addicted to marijuana. I mean, is there an addiction? I've smoked marijuana all my life. And sometimes I've gone years without smoking, just whenever you feel like you want to, take the edge off and feel a little better through the day. It's nothing that you do. I mean, it's not addictive. There is no addictive thing to it. It isn't like you start craving it and you start, climbing the walls and seeing shit and what might have you. That's bullshit. And, at the same time, not that this is a part of the argument, because there is no argument. The second article says what it says. But, alcohol, man. I mean, we've had wars. Goddamn, I got to believe Truman probably took a few hits of whiskey or a bourbon or what might have you before he sent that bomb over there to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But alcohol, I mean, you people out there, I mean, this is how ridiculous you all know it is. And it has nothing to do with anything, that they have no authority. This is just a bunch of communists trying to find another way to get more of the goddamn guns out of the people that they intend to take over to the ditch and put a bullet through their head. Go ahead.
Henry, did you read anything about the Whiskey Rebellion?
I know what the subject matter is. I've not read books or anything on it.
The first colonists were, that's how they traded. Mm-hmm. That was their money, their currency.
Yeah.
When they first started out.
Yeah. In the Anti-Federalist Papers, they called it. They said there'd be an excise tax on our wine and our beer. And then the next thing alcohol, I mean, they never had any authority to tax the individual inside their home. And that's what the people, the Anti-Federalist people, were talking about. Now, the taxation of goods coming in, tariffs and what might have. That's how this government was, this limited, little, tiny government that we weren't even going to notice, was supposed to be ran. That's what was supposed to pay for it. And there was never, that whiskey was the way they first stepped out of their world into our world, because they had granted themselves exclusive right for taxation. But then again, because of the Bill of Rights, they can never come in, they can't tax us. They cannot seize anything that's ours under any pretense. And that's what the Bill of Rights tells us, the procedures therein. The only way that an American national can have any property, a nickel out of your pocket, taken from you is through a court order in a common law court. And it has to be as a redress or as it would have to be just a straight up redress. That's all there is to it. There is no other legal avenue to take our money from us. And that's why, it was supposed to be okay with this. So let them have that taxing thing. It has nothing to do with this. They're going to be taxing tariffs, putting tariffs on goods coming in and protecting, the trade. And that's how they're going to finance their little operation over there in that little 10-mile square. But that whiskey, you're absolutely right. That's where they stepped over the line, because they came and they said, well, we're going to, what it essentially comes down to, if you read the tax act on the whiskey tax act, is that all the whiskey in this country belongs to the government, period. Whether you have it, I have it, whether we've drank it or going to drink it, it belongs to them. And the only way you can drink is to drink, to pay them to drink their whiskey. Even if you make the goddamn whiskey, it belongs to them, and you better have all the permits and licenses and paid the taxes and everything even to make it. Because they knew this is something that everybody did back then. It's just like the, you know, doing this thing with the marijuana we're talking about here. They know that the goddamn millions and millions, tens of millions, shit, 100 million people smoke marijuana. And man, how could we go after 100 million guns? But see, that, you know, the this very idea that, you know, you, well, you know, this little shit that are talking here, any person who uses or is addicted to marijuana, regardless of whether he or she, his or her state has passed legislation authorizing marijuana use for medical purposes, is an unlawful user of an addicted or addicted to a controlled substance. I mean, they put marijuana right up there with heroin, cocaine. You know, it's because everybody does it. It's the same thing as a whiskey. It's to get into your private life. And here's a way to come pry your goddamn guns, or an excuse to put up there so that they can say, well, we're going to take the guns from all the marijuana people to clear out their minds. We're going to kill people. Man, I'll tell you what, people have smoked marijuana since the beginning of this country. They pack guns, and I mean, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be around somebody who's smoked marijuana than somebody who's wiped on whiskey, and any of you would. You know why? Because marijuana does not impair your judgment. It doesn't impair your ability to make logical decisions like alcohol does. I mean, I'll tell you what, LSD has nothing on alcohol when it comes to losing control of your mind. It's just the facts of life, and we all know it. At any rate, I won't make that argument, you know, by putting it against a whiskey against marijuana. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is the second article says what it says. Every piece of gun legislation that's ever been passed is an act of treason that should put the person who passed it, the people who participated, the people who signed it, should put them on the gallows, because it is wanton violation of the second article and wanton violation of the ninth article to even presume that you can say anything about our guns. 29 states have passed laws making it legal to use cannabis for medical or recreational use. California was the first to allow lawful use for medical purposes in 1996. In 2012, Washington and Colorado were the first to pass laws approving it for recreational use. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the federal law last year. Well, yeah, the communists are going to uphold their illegal dictates. People who upheld that. We were talking about the legislation earlier. Well, those so-called judges, they're not judges. They can't even be in our world. We've talked about it before. But they should be strung up right in the public square. You know you don't. You're not going to do this. And then, I mean, this is what I hope. I don't know how the people, I've never been to Hawaii. I don't know how the people, I knew one Polynesian dude from over there. He was a rough customer. I think you'd have a time taking his gun away from him, but it's hard to say. You know, them people, you know, over in Hawaii, them people have had their guns. And I mean, Hawaii's famous for its marijuana, man. The Maui Wowie. Wowie, indeed. I mean, I knew a guy that went over there every year and grew it, and he'd bring it back. And wow, man, some really great stuff. But I mean, here it comes, you know. Here it comes, people. And as sure, you know, they've already mentioned the recreational in there. Now, I know that states like Colorado and Washington, they have compiled the records of the people who have, these are people who came in for recreational use, and all they got, well, let's go on in here and let's see what they're doing here. Let's see what they're up to. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, and you know what I mean, some communists down in San Francisco declared that the communists can take my gun. The communists are supposed to be, you know, it was the communists who pushed this whole idea. You know, most of the people out there pushing for recreational marijuana. When we told you, you don't need no goddamn law. And the bottom line is the government has no say over what you can put or cannot put in your body. And we told you that once you'd allowed that they did have that say in what you can put in your body, then they can tell you what you can't put in your body, and they can set the conditions for you using things like marijuana. Because you're going to go to them, you have to do it through them, and well, if you're going to have to give up that gun. And boy, you know, the marijuana people, what are people to hit with it do? I mean, if they're usually the most peace-loving, kickback people in the whole darn country, that makes a logical start. And Jeff Sessions, boy, I see him and his buddy Trump over there just licking their lips, thinking about all the property they're going to seize. Because I mean, if Hawaii is going to go along with this, I mean, Hawaii is saying that the federal dictate overrides their state law. I mean, the state law. What other medical substance can you that you're taking? I mean, this is why they're getting into this whole mental thing and the pills you're taking. Then they're going to start making lists of, well, if you're taking that pill, you got to give up your guns. You're taking that pill, well, you got to give up your guns. And there's no end to it, because if you set the precedence that they can say, well, if this pill or that pill or raw milk. Why, if you can say it, they can say raw milk. If you're drinking raw milk, we got to take your gun. You're not safe. They can do it. It's ridiculous, what I'm reading you here, but don't think they can't do it because you have allowed that they can. Instead of saying, we don't need your goddamn permission to smoke pot or to put it, you know, to do anything we want to do. As long as we're not bothering another person, you have no cause. That's what we've been talking about with the Bill of Rights. You know, how can I be called to answer? There are only two ways. It has to be through a criminal indictment or it has to be through a civil lawsuit filing, period. Government can't just write it down on a piece of paper and then sign another piece of paper and just come and take my shit or take me. That's if they come without that warrant, if they do not have that indictment, if they do not have that warrant, if they do, there is no civil suit. If these conditions, if these absolute requirements are not met that are in the Bill of Rights that say this is the only way you can come and touch an American national, that you can come into their world, and you, government, you can't do it anyway. It has to be a private party because we live as self-governing people apart from you. So anybody else shows up, I don't care what kind of clothes they got on. They're no different than a gangster showing up. I mean, somebody comes into your yard without a damn warrant, or if they one of their phony-ass warrants that they just printed out, they don't have the affidavits attached. It wasn't perpetrated. If anybody but a sheriff shows up with the person who actually has some beef with you that has filled out the affidavits and allowed that you're going to have your preliminary process and has a court order, which is what a warrant is a court order for you, then and it can't be something that just generate. It's not a court order. It has to be a court order from a common law court, not one of these admiralty administrative courts. An administrative, because now they're talking about, I got an administrative warrant for this. You cannot have administrative warrant. There is no authority for it in the Bill of Rights or even in the Constitution. There is, they do this stuff, you know, incrementally, the thin edge of that thick wedge, and they, you know, get the idea. First time you heard about somebody being arrested, it's like when I was arrested for obstructing an administrative judicial. Well, I put the paperwork forth and said, well, you know what? An administrative judicial cannot exist. It just can't. It's called separation of powers to begin with. And to consider and to try to say that an administrative judicial could exist, and you're doing away with my right to the common law process is guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. And you can't do that. The Ninth Article says that no such power could ever be created. Go ahead.
Maybe that's why they don't show up at your door. They wait till they catch you out on the road and they run you on the computer and say, oh, we got a warrant out for you.
Yeah, but the bottom line here is either they can produce a warrant that another American national went and actually swore a complaint against you, national, not the government. You can see when you go to court, they'll tell you, Officer O'Malley State Police, there ain't no such person can be in my goddamn world. Now, John O'Malley, if he can show a damage or a crime that I've committed against him, he can file a complaint. But as soon as you put that officer on there, you're done. You can't do it. There are no state police. There are no ATF agents in the common law court. There's just the people. And we're guaranteed that. That's what I'm telling you guys. You want to know when to shoot? That's when they come. When you know they have violated your rights because they have, you're helpless. You are a slave. This is what really kills me about the people going out and voting. Don't you understand that you think you're making a decision here? You think a slave can really make a decision about who's going to be his massa? You really believe that? Because I'm here to tell you it's bullshit. To anybody who goes out and votes, when our common law courts and our Bill of Rights have been suspended, we are not free. We're not freemen. We are not freemen, and we're not freeholders. We are property. We are reduced to property. There's nothing else left. It's like when we talk about law. There's only a few things that can exist. Go ahead.
We're being held hostage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, when they come to take these guys' guns, you know, here in Hawaii, I mean, the second article reads what it reads, and it's absolute. And they have no authority to take those guns. I don't give a darn what they can say. Well, we've legislated. You can't do it. Hawaii was founded under the authority of the Constitution. The Constitution is the supreme authority in the country, the ninth article says. No authority can be created in the Constitution to violate the Bill of Rights. Bottom line. And if they try it, you're supposed to shoot them. Because they are absolutely attempting to disarm you, enslave you, and kill you. Period. There's no other reason for this. To pretend that, you know, we've gone over this before, to pretend that they care about you. Really? I mean, let me see what I got here. Because I had one more here that I had set aside just for when I reached this point. Let me see here. Damn papers. Is this it? Nope. Let's see how much they care about you and me. Why? Because that's what this is really all about. Where in the hell did that go? Oh, here we are. Atlanta police suddenly enforce old law and hand out tickets to people feeding the homeless. This is how much they care. You are nothing more than a cow. I mean, not even a cow. Cow's worth more to them than you. You're just a glut of humans on the market, and they can't sell them for food. Well, they can in China. But the bottom line here is that, you know, this is all undone. We've created this big, powerful authority where we're puffing our chest out at you because we're here to take care of you. I don't need you to take care of me. In fact, I'm going to take care of you, buddy. But, you know, the pretense, where, I mean, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, show me the authorization for that in the Constitution. It doesn't exist. Go ahead.
It's for sale in China, but for export only.
Well, you know, now that all the meat's being processed over there, I'm sure I've ate a political dissident or two. I'm poor. But the bottom line here is, people, Hawaii, no other, I mean, this so-called federal government, remember, we've talked about it, the 10-mile square. The fact that the Federalists, go read the Federalist Papers, their argument was, we don't need, they can't, of course they can't. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that they ever would. While in the Anti-Federalist Papers, this is what they're going to do. Oh, they can't, we can't do that. We've only got this 10, we can't even go out of this 10-mile square. How in the hell could we hurt you over there? Jeez, guys, come on. And here it is. The bottom line is, it's all done. This is zero authority for this. What they are coming to do is violate these people's rights. Absolute. We got it real good. They smoke marijuana. I don't care. I don't care what they do. They have been convicted of nothing. You cannot touch their rights. You can't even file a charge against them as a government employee. Employees of the government can't file charges as employees of the government. You can come as a free person, as a free national. And you can file a complaint if they've damaged your property or committed a civil crime, but you better be able to show cause, or you know what? You got to do the time. You're going to get countersued. I'm going to own everything you got. And see, that's how this would be handled. The first, I mean, if our common law courts were in place, the first time person they went to go do this to, it's simple. That it wouldn't be no such, I'm challenging this letter from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms. No, that ain't how it would work. We talked about it before. How it would work is that person who came up to take your gun, you go down and you're going to file a lien on everything that son of a bitch owns. And it's not going to be no thing of suing the government or, you know, the taxpayers for what this bandit is doing. No, you go down and you file against you. It's not Officer O'Malley. It's Joe O'Malley and his address, his house, his car, his bank accounts. You put a lien on every one of them. Because he has violated your rights, absolute. And then you file your lawsuit for the damages done to your rights. And then you bring him into court and you say, hey, buddy, you came here with pointed guns at me and took my gun. That's armed robbery. I'm charging you with the crime of armed robbery. And I'm also looking. I'm going to go for a civil suit against you for civil punitive damages, the punitive being punishment damages, to make sure that the next person who thinks they could actually do this. I'm not going after the guy who, the governor of the state of Hawaii or the attorney general, unless they want to get involved. See, because I don't have to have their permission to take you. If this is if our carts were in place, this is what protected us. I would take you in there, and then I put 12 jurors down. I'd seat 12 jurors, and I'd say, this man came and pointed a gun at me and took my guns. He'd come up and go, Hawaii law, we have this Hawaii law, and I'm an officer. I'd go, whoa, buddy. No, you're not an officer. Not in this court, you're not. You're John O'Malley, period. Now, John O'Malley, did you go and get a fourth article warrant for the arrest of me or my guns with two affidavits attached, giving the cause for taking my guns and me into custody? Did you do that? Well, no, I'm acting on this here. We sent notice. No. Did you do that? You didn't? He'd have to admit it. No, you have to show it to me. I could say, I want to see it. I want to see the two affidavits. I want to see the lawful warrant signed by a common law judge, not some government official, because a government official, you can't even be a member of the bar to be a judge in a common law court. So you don't have that? I guess you violated my right, didn't you? But I have no, you don't. You don't have, but I have authority. Hawaii, well, wait a minute here. You say you have authority? The Ninth Article says no such authority can exist. What's it say there, Officer Miley? Well, the state of Hawaii, I don't care. The state of Hawaii is the state of Hawaii. Is it immune to the Ninth Article? Because the Tenth Article says it ain't. Can you read, mister? Read it, Mr. O'Malley. I'd make him read it. What's it say? It says the federal government can't touch him and can't touch these rights. And it says that the state, actually the Tenth Article says, yeah, the state can't either. There can be no authority in this country to touch these rights. And I'd make him agree, because there ain't, it's fact. And then I'd tell that jury, I want everything that son of a bitch owns. I want to jail him for a while for pointing a gun at me. And this agency that he says he works for, I want all of them arrested. I want the goddamn governor arrested. I think I might go arrest that son of a bitch, because they're blatantly breaking the law, the root, the solid foundation of the law of this country, which is the people's rights. Anyways, guys, we've made it down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
This badge off of me. getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel come Wednesday around here. Now, we were talking about the illegality of this this Gestapo attitude that they're just going to come and take, they're just going to take, categorically take the guns away from people who smoke marijuana. And we were down here talking about the U.S., the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. These charlatans that have no say over the American nationals and our private lives. They can judge what the government's doing. They can sue each other within the government and what might have you in their phony courts, but they're not even supposed to be out here in our world, people. The court said it may be argued that medical marijuana users are less likely to commit violence. No, we're not going to see. That's what they want. They want an argument that says, "Well, no, you know, like I was talking earlier. What about alcohol? This is the same thing with guns, you know. Well, the criminals aren't going to obey the law, you know, kind of shit." No, it's cut and dry. The Bill of Rights says what it says, and it's absolute law. But the court said maybe less likely to commit violent crimes, as they often suffer from debilitating illnesses for which marijuana may be an effective palliative. The federal ruling stated, but those hypotheses are not sufficient to overcome Congress's reasonable conclusion. A handful of communists that are not supposed to get outside that 10-mile square, the reasonable conclusion that the use of such drugs raises the risk of irrational or unpredictable behavior with which gun use should not be associated with. Now, see, I'm not one of your cows in your herd. I am an individual. The only way you can take my gun is either through that due process and that Bill of Rights or a gunfight, period. Because you have no authority as a government entity to come into my private life and touch any of my property. And that's the law. That is the written law. You do it, you violate that Bill of Rights, and I have the right to shoot you. That's what, when this country was founded, when the uprising occurred at Lexington and Concord, That's why those people went out there with their guns and shot those British soldiers. Because they were coming to arbitrarily, you're the king's cattle, and the king has decided to disarm his cattle. Really? Boom. No, you're not. I'm an individual, and my rights are absolute. I was born with them. And you're not going to take them away. I will kill you. And that's, I mean, this is what the war was fought over. And these charlatans, Congress, what did they say here? Congress's reasonable conclusion. Congress can make no such conclusion. They have no such authority to make such a conclusion. You just, the marijuana, then people, I mean, they're not even looking. You see what I'm saying here? They're looking like a herd of cows out there. They're not saying George or Jim or Ted or Harry. They're saying marijuana users. And it's all about billions of dollars being to enforce these unlawful dictates, these policies, this Roman civil law. It has no authority over the American national. And I don't give a shit if they tell you sign contracts. Well, I'm telling you here right now, the ninth article says no contract can exist that takes my rights away. If you say you got a contract that I signed that takes my rights away, I tell you, that contract is illegal. It is without authority. And I can prove that by the ninth article that says no such authority can exist. And your contract would be contingent upon the authority of the Constitution, because that is the authority that allows contract in this country. All contracts have to, I mean, you can't just start making contracts to, we've decided we're going to make contracts so that we can take little kids and commit pedophilia on them. We got a contract here. The mother signed it. The father signed it. Can you go commit pedophilia on that child? No, you can't. Your contracts cannot violate our rights, because your contracts depend upon our authority to exist. We are the authority for the Constitution that allows the contracting. And we've made it clear in that ninth article to our Bill of Rights, attached as the First Amendment to that Constitution, that no authority can be created through that Constitution that violates our rights or removes or infringes. Period. And it's clear cut that when they go to do this, you're back at Lexington and Concord. You're either going to let them take your rights, or you're going to shoot them down like the dirty dogs they are. There is no middle ground. Atlanta police suddenly enforce old law and hand out tickets to people feeding the homeless. Now, we all know that this is the same. We're talking the same thing here. Oranges and oranges. Zero authority. It cannot exist. You cannot tell me that I can't go and make some food and give it to somebody if I want to. The only person that could have a beef with me about the food is the person I give it to. If I force somebody to take the food and they didn't want it, they could have an action against me in a common law court. Or if I fed them some food and it made them sick, and if I sold them some food and it made them sick, they could have an action against me. Or if I just gave them some food and I knew it was bad and I made them sick. I mean, you could have an action, but it'd have to be that individual, not the municipality. This collective over here is going to trump your rights as an individual. No, you can't. You just can't. If you try it, I got the right, the absolute right to shoot you. Period. That's what the documents say. That's not Henry. That is what the founding documents of this country says. Every Sunday, like clockwork, activists. This is from The Intercept. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. Every Sunday, like clockwork, activists Adele McLean and Marilyn Kotz, what it looks like, distribute food to the homeless at a public park in Atlanta. But when they went out to deliver food the Sunday before Thanksgiving, taking part in a longtime American holiday season tradition, local police ticketed them for violating a county ordinance that requires a food distribution permit. Now this ticket, I take and I wad that son of a bitch up and I just throw it. I ain't nuh. Your ticket, you can't ticket me, government. You can't come and say, you're going to pay me this because you didn't do what I said. No, you can't. Now, Mr. Ticket Writer, Officer O'Malley, Again, here we go. If the common law courts, if we're not suspended right now under the War Powers Act, Officer O'Malley tries to hand me a ticket, I'll arrest you right there, Mr. O'Malley. I'll put my hand on your shoulder and you're under arrest. For what? For subversion. That's what you're under arrest for. I'm arresting you for subversion. I'll be down to fill out the affidavits and get the warrant for you. Because what you're doing is subversive. Go ahead.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, if people can't see the disgrace and just the flat-out tyranny into that, I mean, you'll never be able to wake up anyone when it comes to that, man. I mean, you got to get a permission slip to make sure the government gets their cut of you feeding someone. I mean, who gave them authority to even be in our personal lives? That's what I want to know.
There is no authority. There cannot be. There's
exactly.
either we have the Bill of Rights or we have a ruling aristocracy over us. One of the two. I have a Bill of Rights. I will not accept a ruling aristocracy over me that thinks they can just go and build them a little jackbooted little army and start thugging up on me. My rights are absolute, and I have the right to shoot them if they try to violate those rights arbitrarily. And in removing our common law courts, they've removed our only other remedy. All that is left is to shoot them. That's not me.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's written.
I mean, you're 100% correct about that. I mean, if you think about it, like you said, it's just like aristocracy. I mean, just like, you know, you go back to the monarch days. I mean, hey, you got to give the king such and such off his land because we allowed you to plant on his land. And you peasants and serfs don't own anything.
Exactly.
And that's what we wind back to that.
That's exactly what
they're... think about it.
That's exactly. They're going back. I mean, this is the crown heads of Europe. They've been in motion since the War of 1812 in taking away the Bill of Rights and putting the people back as subjects beneath them. And after the so-called Civil War, with the enactment of the unauthorized, see, the 14th Amendment was put there. There is no authority to write it. You can't write it. You're sitting there, you're the government, and you're sitting there, and, well, we want to take and change their rights. We're going to get rid of the Bill of Rights, and we're going to put this so that they're going to be our subjects. See, then they're going to start writing this on a piece of paper, and they have no authority. The Ninth Article says they can't. You just don't have the authority to do it. You did it, so you did it as an act of subversion. That means that you are guilty of treason. That means you should hang.
Hey, hear me. If anybody can tell me how we're not back in the monarch days, because it seems like to me now we have to get permission to even do anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Now we have to get permission just to even exist.
Well, this thing here that we're talking about in Atlanta, the reason they don't, I'm telling you, the reason they don't want, they've made so many people poor that when somebody goes to give out some food, oh, there's two, they're talking about them, you know, they're all showing, there's so many of them showing up the park to try to get something to eat, you know, and this ordinance, but then when they come back to, you know, we're doing it because we're for food safety, you see, food safety, because they care about those people who are starving in the damn streets that need to go and get this food, don't you see? This is the same government, by the way. I mean, I've read a lot of books about the early history of this country. And you go to the Indian agencies, and you'd have a crooked agent. You know, he was one of the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church Cabal people. He got to be the Indian agent. All the money came to him, and he'd buy the supplies, and he got paid for, you know, feeding the Indians. And, I mean, the rancid meat. Just a ripoff. I mean, they get caught a couple of times. It's like now, it's like today, and oh, you know, we're gonna make some reforms and stuff. But I mean, people starve to death. Right, like I said, worms. They come and get their meat and they open it up and be full of worms. The flour full of worms and shit. You know. But you know, because they cared. I mean, they were taking care of the Indians because we got to take care of the Indians because they care. They do not care about us people. There is a glut of human resource on this planet right now. And the Georgia Guidestones says they want to kill about 99% of us. So how can, here it is again though. I mean, when they go to bring this stuff up, here we got Officer O'Malley, like I said, with his ticket. I go take everything he's got. Then I go take everything that municipality. This is why we had to have our common law courts. This is why our authority, when they put that war powers into action and removed our courts, this is what their intent was, is what we're looking at today. Where they were going to become an aristocracy, a ruling class over us, because they held power over us as a collective. When that is forbidden, it cannot exist, like I've said 100 times, under that Bill of Rights. I don't care if there's 1,000 Donald Trumps standing out there. Not one of them has more authority than I do. Not one of them can enforce his will on me except as an individual in that court. This is what collective powers, this is what communism's all about. It's about collective power. You know, five people say it's so that one person just has to give up his rights. No, that ain't how this country was formed. That ain't what those people fought and died for back in the 1775. They fought so that they could, as individuals, they could do what they want as long as they weren't bothering anybody else. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you know what? And another thing, man, this sounds very familiar from a few years ago what they was doing in Hawaii. Yep. But they was taking those homeless people's tents, man, and they said they was taking because it was a sore eye to tourists. I mean, come on, man. You have to be a low-down, dirty dog to even treat homeless people like that.
Well, that's what I'm trying
to be the lowest of the low, man.
Of course they are. I mean, but you got to understand, this is how they look at human beings. This is how they look at America. You know, those homeless people out there, I mean, I see them all the time. Those people are American nationals. They are rich. They have, this is how much has been stolen from them by these very people. They have stolen from these people down to, they have them down to nothing. And this is what they'll do. This is why they want the guns. Once they get them down to nothing, they're in the way. I mean, I go on, it goes on down here. There's, I want to see what this says here just a second. Let me see. On November, Georgia State Police. There was one part here I wanted to go into. All right, here it is. Atlanta has a long history of punitively cracking down on those without shelter. In 2012, the city passed an aggressive anti-panhandling law that makes soliciting for money in certain areas a crime punishable by slavery, community service, or jail. Keisha Lance Bottoms, one of the two contenders in Atlanta's mayoral runoff, supported the bill. This is not a heartless piece of legislation. You can't just sit there and say you're going to legislate and take my damn rights away. Yeah, I mean, if the founders of this country, even the aristocrats of the day, people like Thomas Jefferson, would have said, "What do you? I mean, this was." It's like when they were talking about the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers. Their attitude would be, what are you talking about? How dumbed down have you people become that you can even, you read this and you don't see that they can't do this just on its face? You're reading this and they can just legislate and tell you can't give somebody some food? Really? You're a free people in a free country? Really? Free individuals, are you? Oh, let's see, where are we? Heartless legislation, she said. In 1996, listen to this, guys. This is the truth behind it all. See, they've impoverished our people. That's the whole thing is to impoverish us, to take everything we got and then pump a bunch of third world peasants in here, and then we become peasants, and you just got a peasant population and all of these resources, all of our riches. That's what this is about. In 1996, when Atlanta hosted the Olympics, Fulton County offered the city's homeless population a one-way bus ticket to anywhere in the country, conditioned on signing a statement promising not to return. Eyesores. They're in the way. These people own this country. You got foreigners now in the cities like Seattle and Portland and places like that are wanting to, you know, these foreign, I do not want them pull people down around my business and stuff. I mean, this is what's going on. These people are American nationals, and foreigners are passing legislation in your country. Tell you, well, you're going to have to leave it. You're going to have to go out and just die somewhere, I reckon. See, we're way past time of shooting these people. That's all there is to it. They are in blatant violation of our Bill of Rights. Bunkerville standoff. Lawyers argue before judge. Jury delayed by jurors' court summons. BLM agent cross-examined. Tuesday's activist activities at the third Bunkerville standoff trial in Las Vegas started with U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro and the prosecution and defense lawyers in the courtroom. The hearing they were holding was to discuss motions related to the trial. A juror's summons to another court delayed the jury from being present for the trial itself to continue. The lead prosecutor, acting U.S. Attorney Steve Meyer, was outraged over what Cliven Bundy's defense lawyer Brett Whipple said in court yesterday about a BLM agent trying to bribe a Bundy in-law to become an informant. Why? Of course they did. I mean, what do we see every day? What did we see yesterday coming out of the Congress? We found out that the Congress has a secret slush fund that when they, you know, these people who have passed laws that, you know, give a sex jacket to a 19-year-old kid who laid with his 16-year-old girlfriend, they put a sex jacket on that kid for life. These are the people that legislated this, these leches, these pedophiles. And that when they're raping and committing sexual acts against their employees, well, they got a slush fund there. And this is why none of these people could come forward and speak, come to find out. They set them up a whole little thing there where we, the taxpayers, pay off the people that they've molested. And then they, you know, they have to sign an agreement saying they won't say anything, you know, won't talk about it. And I mean, this has been going on for years. I mean, you see them, they're one after another. Matt, I can't think of his name. Matt Maurer, Bauer, or whatever his name is, CNN, or the CNN guy. You know, the morning guy. I mean, he just got fired because all these women are coming out. But this is in your Congress. This is taking your tax money while they're, like I said, doing this stuff they let the pedophiles. Now, if you want to be a pedophile and attack little kids, I mean, do the most unthinkable things in the world to little children, man, they can't seem to find anything wrong with you. And I've seen it with my own damn eyes. I've told y'all about it. But if you, like I said, a 19-year-old kid, if they can get a sex jacket on a regular person, take their gun rights away and any kind of action that they can make, like I said, a 19-year-old guy sleeping with his 16-year-old girlfriend, they'll do it. They passed this legislation. I want to know that every one of these, I mean, the Al Franken and this other fella, the black dude, and I want to know that these guys, they're going to get a sex jacket, right? Like that 19-year-old kid gets for the rest of his life, right? No, they're not. In fact, you're going to pay off for their lechery behavior. I mean, man, rape people.
Yep. They're running a close second only to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, it's same stuff. It's just a different day. And it's been going on forever. We've talked about it before. This has gone since the beginning of this country. I guarantee you this has been going on because the super elite have always been the sick monsters. Once you reach a point to where you have everything you could possibly want, there's no more, wealth can't satisfy you no more. Then you start wanting to own people and do, you know, sick things is what it appears to be. And anyway, I want to jump back into this. The lead prosecutor, Clive and Bundy's defense lawyer, Whipple, saying that he tried to pay off his son-in-law, I think it is, to become a Bundy-in-law, to become an informant. Myers spoke of inflammatory, unfounded claims. Oh, no, this government never do that. I mean, like I said, it's altogether possible. I mean, I see what they're trying to do here. They're going to try to put it together and so that they sit there and they're going to look at them jurors and they're going to tell them, that judge is going to sit there and say, you have no choice. If you find that there was two people that knew about this and that you, and we have one, we have a Pete Santilli, we have a confession. If you find that, you know, this confession, you have it here. For there to be a conspiracy, he had to be conspiring with somebody. I'm telling you, this is where this is going to go. And I'm telling you something else. If the conspiracy, if they lose this, then they would have to let Santilli, they'd have to take it back. You can't conspire without somebody to conspire with. This has to be their plan here, okay? Anyway, let's see. Defense now has a body cam video. Let's see where it's smoke. A body cam video of the BLM agents during their March 2014 visit to the Bundy Ranch. Where the bribe offer was said to have taken place. And I have no doubt in my mind, and I got to believe that with what the people are seeing, I mean, just it's every day. I mean, we come here and we dissect stuff and we, you know, we're right down on the cutting edge of it. But your everyday person, you talk to people on the street, they know if the government's doing it, it's crime. This is a criminal government. And if they're doing it, it's crime. So they no doubt have their plants on the jury. But their shot here is going to be for conspiracy. He was asked about conversations with Chauncey Cox and often gave the I don't recall answer. He shook his head and put on the appearance of being confused when asked certain question. Shalalius, because this is the guy on the stand, this is the agent, has been trained to answer questions at trials. Well, of course he has. And the people, but like I said, I think the people know it. It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Because I think at the end they're gonna, like I said, they're gonna tell them you have to convict. We have a confession of conspiracy here. He had, and these are the people. I mean, this is the guy that owns the ranch to where they went, where this conspiracy happened. They're going to try and muscle those jurors, I think. But hopefully those jurors just said, you know what? Not guilty. And man, I'll tell you what, maybe to the point to where even that one on the goddamn jury, their plant isn't going to be able to do shit about it. Anyways, guys, we've hit the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep trying to get to people's minds just the things I've told you about the procedural due process. If those standards are not met, that is absolutely violation. That's what people need to understand. And just like the thing with the pot in Hawaii. You know, this does not come close to meeting any kind of procedural due process. This is draconian dictatorship. Anyway, stay tuned for Spike Timmons coming right up behind us with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And we'll see y'all later. And that is The Word from the Trenches.